I'm not used to this. You know, I was a little bit worried about it Wednesday, but I made a lot of progress between Wednesday and Thursday. Our training staff did a great job of just kind of getting it taken care of. And actually Thursday, I probably could have kicked Thursday, but they gave me the day off then too. So I wasn't anticipating any problems, and it felt really good today. So I was actually punting, and I don't know, it was just kind of a weird thing. My hip kind of jammed up on me, and I just felt kind of out of place. So anyway, I mean, it was pretty minor. Wasn't a big deal. No, I hit it really good. I've been apologizing for the last 15 minutes on that one. But, you know, I mean, wind was blowing pretty really strong right to left. I aimed that right upright, and I missed it by 40 feet from where I was aiming at it. So on the, you know, that last one, it was kind of nice when Kansas City called the timeout. I was able to go out there and see what the wind was doing, see what the plant foot area was like, and you know, I tried to play it just inside the right upright, and it curved right back in, and fortunately went in. It was a little bit less, yeah, at that point. It was kind of gusting, and it would die down, and it would gust again. So, you know, just one of those games. I did, and now I looked up, and it was kind of going straight, and then it just started going left, and missed it by a long way. I mean, I couldn't even cheer for it. So, yeah, I felt it. I mean, I felt like I hit it pretty good. My hip wasn't bothering me, and you know, it's a nice chance to have a chance at redemption. Well, if you make it. Well, you know, you're just trying to not get caught up in the emotion of it, and. Again, I mean, it was great having that time out to kind of collect my thoughts, see what the wind was doing, because it's doing different stuff. I mean, you know, in the middle of the field as it was on the sideline. So just kind of calmed down and just, you know, kind of repeated myself just nice and easy, just, you know, don't get caught up in the motion of the game. So just a nice, easy swing and let it go. Yeah, I mean, our defense is just playing great. So I knew they weren't going to stick up a whole lot of points on us. And I kind of thought that we would, you know, get things rolling on offense. But we've just been struggling a little bit in that area. So I know Mike's going to get things straightened out. And we just got a lot of talent there. So it's very reminiscent of what happened last year. We struggled against Miami and came back and had a nail biter against San Diego, just kind of like today. And then we got on a big, long winning streak. So hopefully we can do that again, and I mean, we sincerely want to put a great product out on the field for our fans in the city of Denver, so we're going to work real hard to get things all straightened out. It is kind of funny. I mean, I don't know where that all started, that they, and I guess I haven't gone around to every kicker and asked them what they think, but I mean, I love it when they call a timeout. So if they wouldn't, maybe I would start calling my own timeout, but yeah, I don't know where that all started. Yeah. I mean, you know, in the NFL, you're gonna be put in those positions, you know, many times, and the talent level is just so close in the NFL that you're not gonna have these, you know, 49-7 games usually. So, you know, sooner or later, you're gonna have those games, and you know, just I know more often than not, I'm gonna make the field goal. You know, I'm probably gonna miss a few of those, but you know, I know that I'm gonna make more than I'm gonna miss. Like a pat on the back. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you.